It's time for today's daily devotional, and this is day two of our devotional out of 5 days, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is from Nick Vuhisic, and actually Nick is someone that we met, or you could say we saw, at our local stadium here in town. It was too big of an event to be hosted in any church, and we go to a 4,000 person church.
Yeah.
And it was too big for our church, and so he was actually hosted in the big multi-purpose event center where the football teams and the hockey teams play.
Yeah.
So Nick drew a crowd of over 8,000 and had over 500 people come forward.
Amazing day.
Oh, it's incredible. Right here in Wichita Falls. And it was great. We had the Sound Sleepers there with us.
Yes.
And occupied almost a whole row, you know, in one section there. It was great. Great to have everybody together. Great experience. Anyway, this is The Reason for Your Hope from Nick, called Be the Hands and Feet, his devotional on YouVersion. Today's title, The Reason for Your Hope.
My natural progression into serving as the hands and feet of Jesus included some early walking around Christianity with a dog. Starting when I was 17 years old, I would go out in my wheelchair to take our dog for a walk and strike up conversations with almost everyone I met. I didn't know whether it was the cuteness of our dog Seth, a Jack Russell, King Charles Cavalier mix terrier, or just me. But there always seemed to be plenty of folks who'd talk or converse while walking alongside us.
We'd talk about the dog, and if we'd never met, they'd often get around to asking how I'd lost my limbs. When I shared my story, they'd be intrigued or touched. These conversations sometimes led to discussions of faith. They wondered sometimes how I could have had such a positive attitude, and I'd tell them, I believe in God, He created me for a purpose, and that I put my faith in that.
Walking around sharing my dog Seth and my faith became a real passion for me. I'd leave the house with Seth and couldn't wait to see who would come around the corner. After a while, I'd offer to share my story and my beliefs just about anywhere I went. I don't remember ever being rejected by anyone, though there were probably some who took a detour when they saw me coming.
Like the joke I told yesterday about how he would stand at the airport and say, "Hi, I'm your captain. Yeah. Welcome to today's flight." I tried not to be hardcore or high pressure. I would just ask how they were doing. And after a few minutes of conversation, I might say, "Is there anything you'd like me to pray for on your behalf?" Most people appreciated the offer. Who doesn't need a prayer now and then, either for themselves or someone they care about? It's like being offered a surprise gift by a stranger. And it's even better than winning the lottery because the prize of prayer is everlasting.
1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect."
As Christians, we have to be on our toes and ready to share our faith. Fortunately, I actually have a couple of toes, so that's not a problem.
He's got such a good sense of humor.
We love Nick. The greatest way to demonstrate our faith is to live each day with strength, peace, love, and joy, even amid trial.
When have you been excited to share good news with someone else? What gifts has God given you to tell others about Him?
I remember that feeling when we saw Nick in person. And here he has told this story to probably as many people as anybody around the world. The sheer number of people that he has spoken to.
Yes, he does draw a crowd. But he's got quite the story, so I can understand why people would be drawn to him.
Do you have something to complain about? Think about Nick Vuhisic. No limbs, best attitude in the world, and a wife and family.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that? Lord, we thank you for this devotional today. We look forward to what tomorrow has in store. Give us this day our daily bread, and please forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.